然后这大我这么还不能就把这我们打了这么还不能你要选择一个里头包那不是在里面还是一个呀是很多技能把这声音选择一个里头So according to the blessing, even if there was no tool, just mule, so maybe it's effective and easy gear. And the rye is because I would say no, the soil was into it's rye, so they had mule and they didn't have tool. Talk about the way more, suppose there was tool and no mule, that Yeshua in here are easy gear. Shechem Motinu be moi, she talk with the way more. Bimoyis Rashi says, in respect to Aviseinu, Rashi says, Aviseinu Shemolu Bimimeshe Kishiyotu Mitzrayim Viyotu Michor Mineach Likabu Ateiro Kavut Meashchino Bimoyis Mishiseyem Shetovu Kifosh Lekam Dimoy Tovu Bamen Nechlisu Tachas Kam Fishri So there is a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua So the Gemara says that Rabbi Lezer is also made that tefillah b'loy mile is effective. But Rabbi Yeshua holds that only tefillah b'loy mile is effective there. But mile b'loy tefillah is not effective. It cannot become a ger with mile without tefillah. With tefillah without mile, yes, according to Rabbi Yeshua. But mile without tefillah, no. And whereas according to Rabbi Lezer, so one can become a ger with tefillah without mile, through tefillah without mile, and through mile without tefillah. So the Gemara says that men vov on the base, the first line. That will be tovah bimol v'loy mol kol alma v'kliya nimhani. Keep liya bimol v'loy tovah. Rab Lezer yalif mi oveis, v'rab Yeshua bi oveis nam et tefillah habe. Minole ilay mi midichsiv leich al om v'kidash kemayel mumocha v'chipsus im leisom. Ma bimokim shintom kibus tovim tefillah. Mokim shintom kibus in din shintom tefillah. V'idil moni kies v'alme, elo mi hoche. V'yikach meishes adam v'yitzrak al om. U'gmina din azoye b'loy tefillah. So, but the Chachomim, this is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But the Chachomim say that the Chachomim aimrim tovah v'limol mol v'litovah einigyer ad sheyomer v'yitre. And then the Gemara says on the base, Omar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, leilo meinigyer ad sheyomer v'yitre. Pshite yochid v'rabi imaloche k'rabi. So, man Chachomim Rabbi Yeisi. So, k'mash v'lon, that we pass like Rabbi Yeisi, that mile without tefila is not effective, a tefillah without mile is not effective, and in order to become a ger, there must be both mile and tefillah. Mile and tefillah. So that's the more mefreshes that one cannot become a ger. Alim de Hilcha say, with if there is no mile and tefillah. How about kabbalas mitzvahs? So the more doesn't discuss here kabbalas mitzvahs. Doesn't discuss kabbalas mitzvahs at all. However. Teisves says that Kabbalah Mitzvahs is certainly not if according to everyone. Mila without Tvile, so Rabbi Lezer says that it is effective. Rabbi Yeshua says it's not effective. Tvile without Mila, so both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua say that it's effective. And we pass not. But without Kabbalah Mitzvahs, Teisves Shite is that without Kabbalah Mitzvahs, then it's certainly not effective. Without Kabbalah Mitzvahs. And Teisves, Daphnem Hei in Givomes, and also Daph Samachalev in Kedushin says that in respect to Tvile and Mile, so while Tvile and Mile are both indispensable for Geirus, and without Tvile and Mile, Geirus is ineffective, but it doesn't require best, even if shaloi bifnei best, even if the mile or the tefillah takes place bein elin bein atzmei shaloi bifnei best, so it's still effective. Mashenkin kabbalas mitzvahs, so there must be kabbalas mitzvahs bifnei shleisho. But if it's not bifnei shleisho, so then the geirus is null and void. Now there is a gemara daf mem hei omed beis in Yevamos. Avdei the daf mehei omed beis at the bottom of the omed. Avdei the rabchiyah barame advelei la'iyeh v'nezgichobim l'shem yim kese. So a certain nochis, a veris kechavi. So an evet, an evet naini was madbul her. Vishem nitzer, as she says, vishem nidus, vishem tfilas nide. Veloy vishem tfilas geus. Veloy vishem tfilas geus. So Omar Rav Yosef, yachil ne lachshure bo bebrat. So Rav Yosef said that I can be machshir her. Or the nochris the veres kechavi, even though the tefila took place not lishem geus but lishem nidus, to lishem nidus, still it's a valid geus, and the daughter is also muteres loving because. So, bo, why is he considered a Yisrael? Why is she considered a Yisraelis? Kin Ravas. The Omar Ravase militov lo limiduso. In other words, Ravase said that even if a woman, a goy, is tivelis, lishemidus, to be mitaya, minidus, not lishengeos, so it's still a good tefillah. As long, so according to most Rishenim, this Gemara is saying that it doesn't have to be tefillah lishem geus, it has to be tefillah lishem yadus. Tefillah, because of a din ator, not tefillah if a goy or a nochris will be tevel in a mikveh for the purpose of cleanliness, then it's not a good tefillah. But if the kavone of the tefillah is lishem yadus, even though it's not lishem geus, so it's a good tefillah. So miloi, the yom kid ravas. Bo kidravas doma ravas in militobulum nidus. So Mimele, even though the kavone was not lishem geus as such, but it was lishem toro, lishem yadus, because of tfilas nido, so it's a valid tefillah. Bibrate, but then we can raise another question. Even though the geus is valid, but after all, who is the father of the daughter? An evet. And Eved married her. This Eved is Kechovim that was the Veles Lishinidus. So Memele, maybe the blood is not kosher. So the daughter is also Ksheyo. Why? Because Eved Kechovim ve Eved habu albas Yisroel avlat kosher. Ahu, da vekor mele korle bara mais. So there is a certain nochris, a geyeres. Everybody called her a goy. Why did everybody call her a goy? Because no one saw her being teveles lishem geus as such. So people thought that she was not geyeres. Omar Ravase milui tovul nidusa. That's the memory of Ravase. Even though no one saw her being teveles lishem geus as such, but she was teveles lishem nidus. So that's also enough. Ahuda vekorle ba'amoy. There was a certain girl who everybody, there was a reunion after him, and many called him a goy, that was not a girl. Why? Because no one saw him being tevel lishem geus as such. Omar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, mili tova likarye. Even though he was not seen being tevel lishem geus as such, but he was tevel lishem kari, tevelas bal kari. So as long as there is a tevel lishem yadus, lishem itina tor, so it is a fact. Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, "Atvel atvel lishem intese lishem tfilas nido viloy lishem tfilas geus yochim lelachshure po lies geyeres gmur ve'afal pishol itovel lishem geus viyomer lekamon leilo menigei ratiyomer viyitveil di tfilas nido salkelo lishem geus de'nevs kechovim loitovel nidus uvibrate." Baruch Hashem, Baseved Habo Al Bas Yisraeli, Don Isgai Vazu, Uchi Bas Yisraeli, Afil Hoche, Sheirot Bifu. Bo Kid Rabase, Doma Bishmait Nahuda, Bekori Bar Maise, Sholitov Lo Himo Lishin Gerus, Vom Rabase, Milo Itov Lo Yiduso, Al Metfilas Nido Salko Lishin Gerus. Then, Bar Maise, Trashe, the very bottom, שלו יטוב לו אימא כשנזגי בו, מי לו יטוב לו לנדוסו, ואי סוטבי לו אין לו לטביל אז גירוס, דידס יהודסי, וכן מי לו יטוב לקי, as long as the tefillah is made because of das יהודיס, because of a din ator, even though it was not made for the purpose of גירוס, so it's a valid tefillah.
It's relative. So brings us as a kashi, all right.
So we see from Rav Asseh that even though the tefillah was not lishem yehus as such, as long as it was done lishem das yehudis, because of tefillah's balkari or tefillah's nido, whatever it is, so it's a valid tefillah. But the halacha is gerto shleisho mishpat ksiv bei. Now, so the tefillah that the woman made lishem yehus, that was in the presence of bezin. So how can the tefillah be effective? It wasn't before bezin. Teine damali kamon di gerto shleisho di mishpat ksiv bei. Da filu imandona berisanedran dvar teiro chad name kosher. So everything that requires bezin, so there is one mandoma that batero. So even we know what is enough for bezin. Shenema b'tzedek tishvita misecho. But b'chol apoches one is needed. And here the tefillah of a nida is not made even the presence of one. Mikol mokim derech noshim lo v'yishim oren b'shas tefillah. But what do you say? A woman who is present, but she is not kosher lo. But then you point out in other words, so Nisho is psulolode, and Tvilas Nido is made in the presence of Noshim, of women, not in the presence of men. So how can the Tvile be a valid Tvile? V'yesh Leima, the Haidi Beino, Shleisho Hainali Kabolas and Mitzvahs, Avalonitri. So Teisves, Shita is, and that's the Shita of the Rosh, of the Ran, and the Rashbo, that Shleisho is required only Ligabeli Kabolas Mitzvahs. So if the Kabolas Mitzvahs took place, Shaloi Bifnei Bezin, then the Geirus is null and void. So we see from this Teisves that Kabolas Mitzvahs is indispensable for the validity of this, and it's more important in a certain sense than mila tefillah, because mila tefillah is also indispensable, but mila tefillah is indispensable than mila itself and the tefillah itself, but the bifnei shleisho is not indispensable. Masheinke vis-a-vis kabbalas mitzvahs. So not only the kabbalas mitzvahs is indispensable for the validity of Deus, even the bifnei bezin of the kabbalas mitzvahs is indispensable for the validity of Geirus. And tefillah is indispensable, but it's even without bezin. So the tefillah is effective. Avol gav d'amrino l'kamon d'shneita m'lechomim m'machutz ha'lech ha'tchile d'olif tefillah. So that's one washing in Teisves. And this the first Teretz in Teisves is mentioned by Yine Rishen. But then, there is another washing. V'yesh nifoshim v'chim v'yodua l'chol she'tavlo kilo emdim shondam. The second Roshne Siyonza, that tefillah has to be bifnei bezin, and if that tefillah is not bifnei bezin, then even ever it's in effect. So then you'll ask, so why did Rav Yosef say, Rav Yosef and Rav Asseh, that this woman was a geiris, even though the geiris was made lishem nidus, but it wasn't lishem bezin? So when bezin is required, not in the sense that bezin must lamech be present, if it is known to bezin that a certain nochri or nochris is the valet, so then it's also considered bifnei bezin. So here bezin knew that she was the valet lishem nidus, or that this nochri was stable lishem kalim. So memela it is considered bifnei bezin. V'yesh nifoshim d'chim yadu alichol shetov lo t'leindim shomdom u'miyukashi if you ask nidu belayim u'kamu non arim abirin di alayim. But this is as a kasha against that is lashon. So true, it's considered bifnei bezin. But when does tefillas nida take place? Al kedim only balayla, not ayei. It's also a midrabbanan to realize it tefillas nida ayei. And tefillas geirus has to be dafke ayei because mishpat kedei. So just as one cannot be dam balayla, so tefillas geirus cannot take place balayla either. But if we say that the whole halacha of mishpat kedei applies only to kabbalas mitzvahs, so then, the tefillah can take place in Balayla. Only Kabbalas Mitzvahs cannot take place in Balayla. But according to the second Roshin Teisves, that Mishpat Ksiv Bei applies to tefillah as well. But the reason as to why the tefillah was valid, because it was considered bifnei bezin, on account of the fact that it was known to bezin that she or he were tefillah lishem nidus or lishem kerim. So the question arises, but Balayla,
It cannot be redeemed alive. Avo ilaf ksiv mishpat la kablas mitzvah, osi shabla. Vohode ima bili, haim lechatem le'abon. But with the ice, so tefillah can take place alive, because the whole aloche of mishpat ksiv mei applies only to kablas mitzvah. So we see from this case that kablas mitzvah is indispensable towards the validity of theirs. And without kablas mitzvah, so the geulus is void. Furthermore, insofar as milah tefillah are concerned, so why milah tefillah are both indispensable, but it doesn't have to be b'fnei beis din? Lashem ki kablas mitzvah, according to Tosfos, has to be b'fnei beis din. Has to be b'fnei beis din. Now, so we have to understand, why is it so, according to Tosfos? After all, tefillah is also an essential element in geulus. Still, beis din is not required. Kabbalist mitzvahs is an essential element of geulus, and beis din is required. Why is there a distinction between tefillah and kabbalist mitzvahs? Mafshach, if tefillah is an essential element, and there is a loche of mishpat ksibay, so that means that geulus is a chalisha mishpat. Mishpat requires beis din. So a memele, if the tefillah is a loche of beis din, it should be out. This is one thing that we have to understand. We have to explain. Now, let's see what is the Rambam shita about that. The Rambam in the Yud Gimel Mehilas is to be Aloche Aleph Bei Gimel Daret Hey Vo say this follows. Mishloi Shodvorim Nichnusu Yisrael Ibris Bimilo Utiyo Vikol. Now there's another thing. There is another prerequisite for Geus, but it's not on the same level as Bilal here. And that is gone. So Aloche is Bisman Abayis. Every day of the Eres had to bring the corn. The corn consisted either of an Eres Behemo or Shtei Predes. Shtei Predes. So that was a prerequisite. Now there is no corn. So the Gemara increases because in the Parsha of Eres, the Torah says Leder Seichem. So that implies that means even Bisman Hazeh. Now Bisman Hazeh, there is no Kol, there is no Bisman Hazeh. So that is a Gzeres HaKotzur, that when is it necessary for a Ger and Geiris to bring a Kol in order to cancel in Geirus, if it's possible to bring a Kol, Bisman Hazeh. But Bisman Hazeh, that it's not possible to bring a Kol, so the Geirus is complete without Kol, because of a Gzeres HaKotzur for Leder Seichem. But Bisman Hazeh, this was a prerequisite. Und die Steffi war das Kampf ja schrino, wie Kabel war, wie Tero, zahlich Mille und Twille war auch zu was kommen. Wie mit Kabel war, Twille bekommen, schelema kochen kageir. Maate bei Mille und Twille war zu was kommen, auf Ageir und Ere ist bei Mille und Twille war zu was kommen. Und mal kommen Ageir, ich war bei ihm und steht Tere und schnell bei Jeno. Und schnell mehr, und bis Mama sehen, schelem schon kommen, zahlich Mille und Twille. Und schiebe, wie ist am Migdosh ja mit auch. Denn nach dem Wort ist es, Geir schemol, oi toba. Oi toba, oi mol, eine Geir hat die Jome gebitte. ויצורך ריטוור ביבני שלישו. והוא ועדו ועוצור בסדן, אלא בירני זה בשבס או ביונטה ולא בלילה. ומבירו הרי זה גר. הרי זה גר. But, זה בשיב את הרמבה מיז, that even if it is שבס ביונטה ובלילה, so the tefillah, הרבד is not a tefillah. But, if it's a little bit shlesho, then the tefillah is null and void. So it's not a thing. So the Shita Rambam is chilek on Tesef. Tesef Shita is that Tfilah does not have to be b'fnei Shleisho. It's only Mirabona lechat chilek. But the Shita Rambam is that Tfilah has to be b'fnei Shleisho. Tfilah has to be b'fnei Shleisho. Now, how does the Rambam explain this Gemara? The Rambam Shita is that Tfilah has to be b'fnei Shleisho. But the Gemara says, Milutol will do so. Milutol will carry. So the Rambam, in Aloha Tes, mentions this Gemara. Or Milutol will carry, Milutol will need to do so. פרקיוטים ומחסיסורים בי אמרתס כי אין אשר עולים נוע נועגס בדעת ישראל תומי כדי שתיב נעולים דוסו ותפריס תרומו מאיסוסו וחיי צבאלה וכן גאה שנעולים בדעת ישראל שתיב נעולים קרעי ואין סקר המצווס הרי הוא בחסקס גרי צדק ואף על פי שאין שומעים שבעידים לפני מי שהזכרו, ואף על פי כאילו בור וישר ובישראל עם הסינו איסו, עד שיוביל עדים או יציבים לפנינו, הויו ולאור זיקועה. So the Rambam, explains the Gemara of Rabbi Yisif and Rabbase, Miritova and Duso, Miritova and Kerye, not the Stasius explains it. That Tvila Lishen Kerye, Tvila Lishen Vidus, as long as it is Lishen Dinator, Lishen Yadus, even though it's not Lishen Geus as such, is a valid Tvila. No, in order it should be a valid Tvila, it must be done Lishen Geus as such. But there we are dealing with a situation where it's happening heretofore. Or heretofore Nochri. So was reputed as a yah. And no one saw her or him being tables in this. So the question was presented as to whether he should be considered as a yah or given as a man. So Rabbi said, and Rabbi said, even though there are no witnesses who testify that they saw this Nochri or Nochris being tables, Lishen Geus in the presence of Shlisho, but in view of the fact that we see constantly the so-called yah being tevel lishen kerye, in view of the fact that we see constantly this so-called yeres being tevelis lishen midus, so that's a raya, a goy is not tevel lishen kerye, a goy is not tevelis lishen midus. The fact that she is constantly tevelis lishen midus show proves that in all probability she had realized it really before Bez Nishen Geus. But we have no witnesses who come before Bez to testify that they saw this woman being developed Lishen Geus as such. But suppose who knows Hebrews that this woman was never developed Lishen Geus as such, that this man was never Tevel himself Lishen Geus as such, but only Lishen Kerye Lishen Nidus, so then it cannot be effective. Not the status explains that the Tvila Lishen Midus, the Tvila Lishen Kerye itself is considered a Tvila Geus, because it's not necessary that a Tvila should be Lishen Geus as such, as long as the Tvila Lishen Yadus, it's a valid Tvila. That's Tvila Shite. The Rambam Shite is no. In order that a Tvila should be a valid Tvila, the Tvila must be realized Lishen Geus as such. But even though there are no witnesses testifying before Bezdin that they saw him or her being Tvila Lishen Geus as such, the fact that he or she is seen constantly being Tevel Lishen Yadus shows that he or she wants to come forward to the mitzvahs. So what does it prove? That sometime in the past there must have been a Tevel Lishen Yadus as such. But in Rambam, I suppose it is shown that there was never any Tevel Lishen Yadus as such. So then the Tevel is moved. And the Rambam's lashon is Gehele Shero Yinuo Nehekes Midaki Yisrael Tani כגן שתתפיו לנידוסו, ותפריס תרומו מיסוסו, וחייצי בזה, וכן גר שאירי בדעת ישראל, שתהיה לקריה, ואיסי כל המצווית, הרי אינו בחסקס גרצלת. So he says, ואיסי כל המצווית, so it's not that כתפיו לקריה, אין לי מצווית. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, in Yevones, mentioned the Shittas Rambam, and he also asked for the Rambam, and the Rambam Shittas is, that תפיו לקריה is not effective per se, but Tvila Lekerye is a source of evidence that there had been before a Tvila Lishen Geus. So he has a kashe right after Tvila Lishen Geus. Why not? Shmir a lot of mitzvahs of Tvila and Kriya Shema and Shmira Shabbat and Machos Asuret. Apparently the Ramban had a different girse in Ramban, because if the Ramban had the same girse as in our text, so then the Ramban wouldn't ask right after Tvila Lishen Geus Tvila Lekerye any mitzvahs, because the Ramban in our text spells it out, V'chim Geir, Shemei B'darki Yisroel, Shemei B'Kerye, V'yisek Ola Mitzvahs. So it's not emphasizing Tvila Lekerye, and Gehele Sheroinu Lo, Nehekes B'darki Yisroel Tamit, V'yishetidlo Yidoso, V'tafri Shtrumo Yisoso. So the Rambam mentions, of course, Shtrumo as well. And obviously the Rambam had a different Yerse. And the best proof that there was another Yerse in the Rambam, because the Bes Yosef attributes an altogether different Shite. I mean, the two and the Bes Yosef attribute altogether different shite to the Rambam, which is not in consonance with the Lashon HaRambam in our text. But according to Lashon HaRambam in our text, and there is no doubt that according to the Rambam, Tvila Lekerye or Tvila Lenidus per se is not the valid Tvila. But it's only important as a source of evidence to establish a presumption that the Geir or the so-called Geir or Geir must have realized sometime a Tvila b'fnei Bezdin, Lishen Geus as such. But the Shittas HaRambam is that if we do know that the Tefillah was within Lidus, not within Deus as such, so then it's null and void. Furthermore, even if the Tefillah was within Deus as such, but if it was away with the person, so the Shittas Rambam appears to be that it has, that it's null and void. The Tefillah has to be within Deus as such, not within Yaps, but within Deus as such. Now, so we see that the Rambam is chilek on this. And according to the Rambam, so Tefillah within Yaps is not enough. It has to be Tefillah within Deus as such. Furthermore, the Tefillah has to be within, like, the Tefillah has to be within the Besdin. If it's not within the Besdin, it's null and void. Now, what the Shittas Rambam is, as the Bach points out, that only Tefillah has to be between the Besdin. But Mila does not have to be between the Besdin. Tefillah yes, Mila not. Mila not, because the Rambam says, the Rambam only mentions that Tefillah is between the Besdin. He doesn't say that the Mila has to be between the Besdin. The Rambam in his Chiddush on Livonis, he says that even Mila has to be between the Besdin. There is no distinction between Mila and Tefillah. So in other words, the first thing that we have to explain is, the first question is, Teis v'shita. How is Teis v'shita to be explained? Teis v'shita is a Kabbalah, that while Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Mila and Tefillah are all essential elements in our Geus, but there's a difference. Kabbalah's mitzvahs must be between Shleisha, the Besdin, but Mila and Tefillah do not have to be between the Besdin. It's only Mirabella Chathila that has to be between the Besdin. Why is there a distinction? Mavshach, if Tefillah and Mila are both essential elements as important as Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so just as Kabbalah's mitzvahs has to be the Besdin, so Mila and Tefillah should also be the Besdin. That's the first question. The second question is the Shittas Rambam. Now the Rambam explained it more totally clearly, Mila Tefillah and Nidus as sources of evidence. Not that the Tefillah and Carry or Tefillah and Nidus is per se a valid Tefillah. So the Rambam Shitta is that Tefillah has to be the Besdin. So why does the Rambam distinguish between Mila and Tefillah? That's the second question. Now, the Ramban does not have to be explained. The Ramban doesn't distinguish between Mila and Tefillah. Then the Meir in Yevomes, he has a very interesting shita. He says that Mila has to be between the Besdin, but Tefillah does not have to be between the Besdin. So why does he say that Tefillah does not have to be between the Besdin? Because of the Gemara of Mila Tovah Likai. So it's an explicit Gemara that even though it's not between the Besdin, because Tefillah's Nidus is not between the Besdin. But so the shita of the Meir is that Tefillah does not have to be between the Besdin, and Mila has to be between the. So you have to understand, the Mila should be just the opposite, the reverse of the Shittas Rambam. What is that? That's the third question. Now let's see the Chiddush Ramban, what the Ramban says. And that's why. That's when Helen and Bob, who's I? The whole halacha of Shleisha is a chatchila, and he's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael if there was no Shleisha. But the Eved, if he was, he married Bas Yisrael and has children, so the children are shame. Alright. Then he says, I believe, they go abroad. So he said, then he says as follows. The Eshalema, the Gabi Kabbalah's mitzvah is so a Shleisha. Afilo be the Eved, the Mishra Pesite. Ma rosom shnayim shedona idini yendin, afkani yidere afu the Eved. Avo yi yishero yidiyu, Mitzas onshim shal mitzvahs, ulmatar schoam, vikidol lo bibes bnu litel vilome. Im holach umol vitoval shal oipif nibes bnu, harei ze kosher, vile paskin on mizare, vile minzare lo day bas Yisrael, ad vitoval bifne shleisho, mishim do hatchilo, bino shleisho, bebi kabole, bebi kilo, ki amrino vikano, shoye kam vinadbiu halomoch, uchintani yisho noshim, משיב איסו במאי מצבו, ושנית המלחכם משיב אמון בחוץ מדין איסו. ואומר יביא איך ליטאי את עונש לאישו. אלמה, באימו, תבואו אלה בשעסתי לממש, חתו בפני שלאישו. ואפילו בגרי הזוכר שקיבלו עליו כדמי לו חי זה, ומקבלו לו בשעסתי לו בפני שלאישו. Now, so the Rambam says a very strange Chiddush. He says that, לכתחילה, we need שלאישו, we must have שלאישו. Not only vis-a-vis Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but vis-a-vis Mila and Tefillah also. But the Ramban The Ramban Shita should not be equated to Teis Shita. Teis is also says that lechatchilu we must have shleisho by Tvile. But Teis says when it says that lechatchilu we must have shleisho by Tvile, so it's only that one, not with Reise. But from the Lashon of the Ramban, it appears that we must have made Reise lechatchilu. Lechatchilu shleisho. Not only with Rabbo. According to Teis says, so they have it. Yid Tvile took place already with shleisho. So it's a Gira Gomor and it came out with Basis or everything. Only with Rabbo and the Ramban says no. And Ramban, say, is trying to read that in Teshuvah Sanhedrin. When the Rif says, Lechatchila in Bezin, but the Eved not, so he says what the Rif means is the following. In other words, Lechatchila will not stand me the right, Shleisha by Tchila and Banile. And not only Lechatchila, this is even the Eved. It's important. Suppose that Tchila or the Mile took place, Shalom, if they Shleisha, so then he's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, and I say he's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. But, even though he's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, would I say, if he did marry Bas Yisrael, if he did marry Bas Yisrael, oh, the other way. It's better to take an example the other way. Suppose Enochis was to marry Shalom with Shleisho. So Midrash Shleisho is required. And if she was to marry Shalom with Shleisho, so Mimele, she's not allowed to marry Yisrael. But if she did marry Yisrael and she has a child, the child is a kosher goat. And the child can marry Bas Yisrael. So she herself is not allowed Midrash to marry Ben Yisrael. He's not allowed. If you have the fact that the Tfilah was not with Mishleish, so he's not allowed to marry. But if he was stable, Shalom with Mishleish, so then the Tfilah is a valid Tfilah for all purposes except vis-a-vis marrying Ben Yisrael or Bas Yisrael. So not allowed with Reise to marry Ben Yisrael or Bas Yisrael. But if she did marry Ben Yisrael and she has a child, the child is Yisrael Gomel and he can marry Bas Yisrael. So you have to understand what kind of a shit is. What kind of a shit is? Now, something similar the Torah mentions in the name of the Rach. The Torah is similarly summarized. That's the fourth question. סימן רי סלחס, הנה טוב גרי אמרת יכולי שבואו יסגל היה אין לי גרי אמרת שיונה ולטווה הוי אמרים היה ספורס וליגוי קאמס תובי יסגל היה ואיזה אמור לא רבי כוס הברח שאין לו את הכל זהו יש לו אי צפוי that he should be מגל יוזל so that he should be allowed to marry Bas Yisrael he will never be allowed to marry Bas Yisrael even at the time of the game was he's already אמור so then he's never allowed to marry Bas Yisrael אבל בואו נמולים ונכנסים לכל דורגל המצבילה הוא חלקי חושב והכשר זרי אבל לא נו ובהלוך את כוסף שיש ותכון שמטיף מנמוס so the Rach says if a mole you can live with your home and a mole comes to be misguided so then there is no takon effect he can be misguided but he'll not be allowed to marry Bas Yisrael why? Because since he's a mole so one of the necessary elements in general is he's lacking he cannot realize no so the male is not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael But suppose he does marry Bas Yisrael, so in the name of Donof Nimumi v'nichnosim b'kol. Nichnosim b'kol. What does it mean, nichnosim b'kol? Nichnosim b'kol, after all, even if he is a goy gomor, if he marries a Bas Yisrael, so the blood, then b'incha, abom Yisrael is called b'incha, so the blood is Yisrael. But, many of them say that even though, and b'incha, abom Yisrael is called b'incha, and the blood is Yisrael, but he still requires girls. Or even the Shani would say that he doesn't require girls, but he's talking to Kune. But in this case, even though he's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, and he has children, so the children actually are the Kune, and even according to the Shani, Adam Abba Bas Yisrael, so the blood requires girls, but here the blood doesn't require girls. But we have to understand the whole concept. In other words, he has no takone, he's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, but at the same time, So if he has children, the children are Israeli Muri. We never said the Quran. What does it mean? Now I want to go over a small piece of the Gemara in Trises. In Trises, Daf Chesed Beis. So the Mishnah in Trises Daf Chesed Beis says, Arbo mechusri kaporo. Ve arbo mevino azov kishen. Ve ilu hei mechusri kaporo. Hazov ve azov ve vali udes vamtsev. So there is such a thing as mechusri kaporo. What's the name of mechusri kaporo? Let's say a yeles, so after she had given birth to a child, so she has to bring a korban. And if she doesn't bring that korban that she is obligated to bring, she's asur lach of the korban. The same text called mechusri kaporo. In other words, anyone who has to bring a korban in order to be allowed to partake of coaching is called mechus kapor. Who are mechus kapor? So you have four mechus kapor. Hazor, Hazoro, Vayildes Vamsev. Because Zor, Vayzoro, Yildes Vamsevo. So if they don't, as long as they don't really come, so they are also like coaching. So they are called mechus kapor. Reb Lezer, this is what Telekamus says. Reb Lezer, Yaakov, when we hear, Gera mechus kapor, Achi Yidre Kovata. So Reb Lezer, Yaakov says there is a fifth mechus kapor. That's a Gera, because a Gera, when he was hoping his Miskai or his Manabais, he has to bring either he was able, or Shtei Prebis, both anyways. So that's a fifth mechus kapor. So the Gemara is a Kashi. Vitalekame, my time will be Gera. So why doesn't the Talekame mention Gera also as a mechus kapor? He only mentions four mechus kapor. Zovzov Yildes Mitzeirot, but Gera not, but Gera is also Mechus HaKapor, it's true, I mean, no one can deny that the Gera, prior to his bringing of the Korum, is not allowed to partake of Kochi. So why doesn't Tanekame list Gera as a fifth Mechus HaKapor? So the Gemara gives the Teretz, like Tanekame, I don't know Gera, Kikotone Mido Milishka Mechus HaKochi, Gera Tidomai Zekorum, Lachshur Nafshel Vimeyo Vikorum. So the Tanekame doesn't mention Ger among Mechus HaKapor, even though a Ger also is not allowed to partake of Kochi until he has brought his Korum, because it's not because of Mechus HaKapor. Ger is not allowed to partake of Kochi prior to his bringing of the Korum, because vis-a-vis Achilas Kochi, so he is not in Israel yet, relative to Achilas Kochi. So prior to the Achilas Korum, he is not in Israel. In other words, like this, we have three ingredients of Gerus, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, relative, but relative to Achilas Kochi, there is a fourth ingredient, there is a fourth element in Gerus, and that is Achilas Kochi. So Memele, not because of Mechus HaKapor, because he's not in his whole body, and this is how the Rambam mentions the Halacha, that a Ger is not allowed to partake of Kochi prior to his bringing of the Korum, that is Mechuyev to bring. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Mechus HaKapor, Halacha Aleph and Beis, say as follows. Albo heina nikhoi Mechus HaKapor, Hazoro vayiledes vahazoro vamtzeyot. Velomo nikhu Mechus HaKapor, Shekol echot mehen avoki shetira mitumosei, Vitov al vere, Shim shei adayin lu chosra vlu gobo ta rosei, Kei lechot bekotchi, Ad shi yobi kobole, Vikedim shi yobi kat rosei, Osu lu lechot bekotchi, Kumi shi bialno vitsula midoshin. Then Halacha Eizi says, Gea shemol vitoval, ועדיין לא הביא קורבנה, אף על פי שהוא עושה לך בקודשים, עד שלא הביא קורבנה, אין אלו מחוסו וכפור, שקורבנה איקרא לי הסגר בו, ולי הסגר כל קשרי ישראל, ומפני זה אין איך בקודשים, שעדיין לא נעשה כקשרי ישראל, וחיפו שלא הביא קורבנה, ולא עושה ישראל כושר, איך בקודשים. So that words, what is the Rambam saying in effect? That the fact that the Gea, prior to the bringing of the Korum, the Lasbemo, the Stikredes, anyways. So, relative to Achilas Kochi, he is not in Gagoras yet. There is a certain diminution in his Dushas Yisroya vis-a-vis Achilas Kochi. So, it's not an ear of Mechus HaKapor that the reason is why Tanekame doesn't mention it among the Mechus HaKapor. Right. So, but Shidim Kubetes, I'm the Gemore. Chris is the Chesel Beis. The Russian Admore is Tanekame, my kind of return again. Kiko tane mi bende mishko lecho bikochi. Gea kiko maise kom, lachshure nafshel imeo bikol. So the Russian Admore is lachshure nafshel imeo bikol. So the Shin Gubetsa says, that means that Bismana Bais, not today, but Bismana Bais, when it was possible to bring a kom. So the Gea was not only forbidden prior to the bringing of the kom. To partake of kochin, he was not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. Similarly, in the Ares, Bismana Bais, prior to the Abbas kom, so she was not allowed to marry Ben Yisrael. Because the Russian Admore is Gera Tiko Maise Kob Lachshure Nafshel Imeo Kob. So read the Reise, Bizman Abayis, vis-a-vis Rove Bikol. So they are more than three essential elements. There are four elements, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Mire, Tvire, Habas Kob. Not today, a Gera doesn't bring it home, he's allowed to marry Basis Kob. That's the Xerza Kosovo, the Reseche. So in other words, so it's not a prerequisite today. But Bismana Bais, in Gero, the Eber, as Kubetsa says, was neither I said forbidden to marry Bas Yisrael, or Ben Yisrael. That means that vis-a-vis, what they call, there is another essential element. But there is a distinction between Mila and Tile. Mila and Tile is indispensable towards the validity of Gerus. And without Mila or Tile, so it's no Gerus at all. Masha'in Kein, Havas Kon, Bismana Bais, is indispensable in respect to what we call. But relative to what we call, so it's not a gear yet. It doesn't have vicious yisora. Relative to everything else, when it says everything, hachshaydes, everything, he is a Yisrael. But relative to two things, he is not a Yisrael. Achilas kochi and lovibiko. So we see that there is such a thing, that one can be a gear and respect everything. He is mechuyev mitzvahs and mechuyev onshin like a Yisrael. If he is a aver, an aver upon which there is Mrs. Bezdin, he is chayim Mrs. Bezdin. If he is an aver upon which there is malkes, so there is malkes, he is koshaydes like a Yisrael gamor. But relative to achilas kochi, he is not. He is not a Yisrael as yet, and relative to what we call, he is not a Yisrael. Now, what is the pshat? So it seems that there are two halachas in Geus. There are certain things that are indispensable to Geus. Milah tefila, and according to Teishas Kabbalas Mitzvahs, is indispensable to Geus. Then there are certain things that the Geus is obligated to do. Now, milah tefila. Milah and Tfilah are indispensable towards the validity of Geus. Without Milah and Tfilah, the Geus is no Geus. But Avodas Korban is not indispensable towards the validity of Geus. We can have Geus without Korban. But the Torah says that the Geah has to bring a Korban. So this is something that is obligatory, incumbent upon the Geah. So vis-a-vis what we call, the law is that if the Geah did not comply with all the obligations that are incumbent upon him as a ger, so the Meile is also going to become. Of course, a ger is mechuyev to do all mitzvahs. So that doesn't mean that if a ger has not started to fulfill certain mitzvahs, that he's also going to become. As long as he was become all the mitzvahs, even though later on he doesn't fulfill his certain mitzvahs, he's a ger gomor, even vis-a-vis what we become. But mitzvahs are not incumbent upon a ger as a ger. Because a ger is a Jew, so every Jew is mechuyev to do mitzvahs. But there are certain applications that are incumbent upon a ger and a geiras because he is a ger or she is a geiras, like a verse called. So in Israel, one who is born a Jew has no obligation to bring a korban, but the ger dafke ger, a ger b'teras ger, is mechuyev to bring a korban. So the halacha is that if the ger did not fulfill the obligations, the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon him as a ger, so he is not. So there is a diminution in his Kedushas Yisrael relative to Achilas Kochin and relative to what we become. Since Avodas Korban is a mitzvah incumbent upon a ger as a ger, so in many ways it's miakevi to limit in Kochin and also below what we become. Now let's see a certain Shabbos Rambam. Today's Shita is that Kabbalas mitzvahs in one sense is more important. I mean, it's not just to say more important, but more homo than Milah Utvile. Milah Utvile are indispensable, but Bezdin is not required in without Milah Utvile. Mashiach Kabbalas Mitzvahs, so Bezdin is required, and without Bezdin, the Kabbalas Mitzvahs is null and void, and the Melech, the Geirus is null and void. That's the Shita. But the Rambam's Shita is very strange. Now let's see the Roshan Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Mehilches, Yisurei Biye, Halach Yudal. Al Yal Al Daitcho, Sheshim Sheina Moshia Es Yisrael. Ol Shloi Bein Halach Yisrael, She Mikro Yidid Hashem, Nosu Noshi Nochi Es Bil Yusuf. You shouldn't think that Shimshen, Hagibah, he tamad. It's mentioned that he married Leo, she was a Philistine woman. But you shouldn't think that way. It's inconceivable. Or that Shlomo, who married Bas Paroi, that he never, it's inconceivable. And we'll say that all the time. Shah mitzvah ha-lechino, kish yove ha-gera, we ha-geheres, le-hizgayir, beit kinacho, shemo b'glal momen she-yitel, oi b'fil schore she-yizkelo, oi b'pnei ha-pachat bo, le-ikonis le-das. V'imishu beit kinacho, shemo eino v'nosan v'isho yehudis. V'imishu hi, beit kin shemo eino nosno b'bachur m'bachur Yisrael. אם לא ימוצו להם אלו, מדיין איסון, כי בדירת אלו ותיבה שיש בה סיוסו, עלה מהערוצס כדי שיחיסו. אם קיבלו ולא יפירסו ורואו איסון, שחוזרו מאבו מקבלין איסון. שנאמר ותירה כי מסמצס היא ולכס איתו, ותר בה לדבר עליהם. לפי חוך, לא יקיבלו בסגין גרם כל ימי דובי ושלם. בימי דובית שמו מן הפחת חוזרו, ובשלים ובימי שלילי שמו בשביל המלכוס והטיבו והגדולו, שהויו בו ישראל חוזרו, שכל אחרי זה מן העקום, בשביל דובו מהר ויועלום, אין בי מגירי הצק, ואף על פי חיי, היו גירים הרבה מסגיירים מדוד ושלם לפני הדייטס, והיו בסטן הגוד לכם שישים להם, לא ידויך עם אי סומך אשר טוב לו מכל מוקים, ולא ניכר עם אי סומך שתירה אחרי זו, ולכי שגיע שלם עם מה שאני עושה, ואין שם שהגיע לנסות, ועד הלא ידוע שהוא יחוז לאלו אלו בשביל דבור, ולא יגיד בסטן גירו, חוש לו נעקו סוף גירוי אין פסקי חובים, ובסירו מנדיו, ואויד שיחיח ספר על תחילוסו, שאין אי ביס כחובים שלהם, ובונו הם בונס, והלו לו נעקו סוף גירו בונו, שלמה עוז יהיו לשלם מבונו. So the Rambam says, his initial remark was, that it's inconceivable that שים שם יתאמר. It's inconceivable. That Shlomo, who is mitro, he did not share יתאמר. But the Novi condemns Shlomo for intermarrying, so he says, say that over כך. Because when a man or a woman comes to Bezdin, he or she wants to be misguided. So then Bezdin has to find out as to whether the gay or the gay, as the man or the woman, is doing it at Shem Shemayim, or maybe the man or the woman is doing it out of an ulterior motive. Maybe he fell in love with a Jewish girl, or vice versa. She fell in love with Bachur, Bachur in Israel. And if Bezdin feels that this gay or nochis is doing it with an ulterior motive, then Bezdin is not allowed to be mikabel. All right, that we know, that Bezdin is not allowed to be mikabel gay, who is misguided himself or herself for an ulterior motive. But suppose the one mikabel is the gay who is effective there with a lot. So the alochis of the morning Yvonne says that gay chalemis and gay alochis, no matter for what ulterior motive, a person is misguided himself or herself, the other, the gayus is a good gayus. But you have yourself, there is it.
אף בשלימי, אם הם גבר, דיור הם נחמיה, אם הם נחמיה, אם הם עוד ירעו, זאת ירחו, אם זאת ירחו, אם עוד חי ואת כרה, אם הם גבר, עד שיזגלו. עד שיזגלו, מה זה, אולי נזגלו, מה זה? אני, וואי, שיובון ונזגלו, ומה זה, אני לא יודע, אחרי שיהיה בי הלב. So, it's not right. So, my word is, even though it's also there, to be become a girl, who is not either himself or herself, for a gay motive, but everything else is a good day. Now, where's Allah? He's not like Hamechani. So, this is a Sikashi. This is a Sikashi. Here, everybody is really called Hamechani, but we have the Machlikis in the Gal Tukusi, the Shemoni. So, they will misguide themselves because they wanted to be faith against the Allah, the lions. So, there is a Machlikis Anoim, where the Kusin Gerayim is saying, or Kusin Gerayim is saying. So, it's not such a double portion that the Gerayim is a down here. So the case is, Hach Gera Rois Li Dome Lero, Di Ike Manda Makus in Gera Rois. Di Hossam Hoyo Eiv Dim Elehei, Ki Virsil Di Seita Mloche. O Mando Oma Di Remesei, Kosova Di Shug Nizgai Roiram. So the case sheet means, there is a fundamental distinction between a Gera, who is Nizgai out of the ceremony because he fell in love with the Jewish woman. So even though the Chathchile was not allowed to be Nikarein, but the Eben, the Bezin was Nikarein. So the Gera was installed, but Banedro Namorim, He was misguided out of an ulterior motive. But once he was misguided, he is a committed Jew, and he observes himself. But the problem with someone is mikabel himself just with his lips. And he doesn't think that's the kind he says. He deported himself subsequent to the gayos. In the same way as he deported himself, he or she deported himself or herself prior to the gayos, then the gayos is nullable. Why? Because one of the essential elements, and this is she believes, that one of the essential elements indispensable to the validity of Gerus is Kabbalah's mitzvah. Kabbalah's mitzvah does not consist of lip service. Kabbalah's mitzvah means commitment. So if a Ger really means Mikabel upon himself, upon herself, to be a committed Jew or Jewess, and then he or she changes, so it's like an Israel who changes. So it doesn't affect the status of his Jew status. Masha'in came even a time when with his lips, he was Mikabel mitzvah with a lesbian. He didn't cling to it. To be a committed Jew, to observe mitzvahs, then the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is just lip service, so it's not Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So in Mele, when the Nehemiah's view was that even if he gets, he is a committed Jew, but as long as he did, out of ulterior motive because he wants to marry a Jewish woman, but on account of his interest in the Jewish woman, he became a committed Jew when he shared a mitzvah. So Rav Nehemiah's shita was that the Gerus is not well. So we don't pass like Rav Nehemiah. Kulam Gerim. Machine came. If a person is misguided himself or herself, out of ulterior motive, and the behavior pattern, the lifestyle, doesn't change, so then there is no catalyst mitzvah. So the man of the chaos is null and void. That's the shit. So that's why there is a machlekes between Tanoi as to whether Kusim Gerenesei or Kusim Gerenesei. Why it's mentioned in Melachim? As a Rikim Holy Rei, Vesa Rehem Holy Rei. So they fear the Rebbeinu Shalom, they say time, they will even have a look as a mediator between man and the Rebbeinu. So because of that, so sometimes when you say, Kusim Gerenesei, you say they're not Jews. It's not a question of an ulterior motive only, because Kabbalah's mitzvah is lacking, it was just lip service. So with Wilt, we would say that the other one, who say Kusim Gerenesei, and we pass through like the Tanoim, that Kusim Gerenesei, except that the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Chachomim or Gezer, and the Shemorim, that they should have a din of Akum, but Midraise, they have a din of Yisraeli. So with Luke, we would say that this is an issue between the Tanoim who say Kusim Gerago, you say, and the Tanoim who say Kusim Gerenesei. Now the Tanoim who say Kusim Gerago, you say, in hold, that if the Kabbalah's mitzvah does not result in commitment in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, then the Kabbalah's mitzvah is a mere lip service, and it's no Kabbalah's mitzvah. So we may already give us his new envoy. The Tanoim will say, Kusim Gerenesei, even though they did not become committed Jews, they were even Arizona, as we came on Yoreim, Vesel Ehem, Hoyoidi, they hold that as long as there is Kabbalah's mitzvah, even though their lifestyle doesn't change immediately after the gave us, so still, that does not negate the Kabbalah's mitzvah. But Teisa doesn't say that. Teisa says, Uman Doma Gerenesei, Kosova Vishub Nizgai Omigam. What does this mean? Shimon's guy Legamre. There was a new Gaelus, in other words, at the very outset, so the Shemrein, so kept on worshipping idols. As Elohim Oyevim. But later on, years later, they went through a new Gaelus. And subsequent to the second Gaelus, they were already committed Jews. So they did conform to Shmiras HaMitzvah. So the question arises, so why do the Tanoim say Kusim Gerenesei? So what do we say? It's in Machlokes Mitzvahs. The Tanoim say Kusim Gerenesei, they hold that there was no second Gaelus that resulted in Shmiras HaMitzvah. And the Tanoim say Kusim Gerenesei, hold that there was a second Gaelus. It's not Mistada, it's unreasonable to assume that there is a Machlokes between the Tanoim in a matter of Mitzvahs. This is a historical fact. But the plain pshat in Tesis is that as far as the Mitzvahs is concerned, there is no Machlokes. The Mitzvah was that at the very outset the Shemrein remained loyal to the other Zohar. As the Pasuk says in Melachim, as Elohim Yoreim, Ves Elohim Oyeim. But then, after a number of years, they saw the light and they abandoned the other Zohar. They abandoned the other Zohar and they became Shemrein. But there was no new Geus, new Mile, new Tatov Zambriz, new Tvile. There was no new Geus. So the Mandoma who says that Kusim Gerago is saying, he holds, inasmuch as at the time of the Gaelus took place, so the Kabbalah's mitzvah did not result in any change in their behavior pattern, so the memory of Kabbalah's mitzvah is no Kabbalah's mitzvah, was in real lip service, and Kabbalah's mitzvah was lacking, so in the way the Gaelus was doing good, even though later on, let's say 10 years later or 20 years later, so they changed their behavior pattern. So still, but at the very outset, the Kabbalah's mitzvah was not Kabbalah's mitzvah. And the Mandor now says, Kusim Gerenesei, and we pass by the Mandor. Kusim Gerenesei, they hold that as long as in the end, before the Ger dies, before the Ger dies, so he or she becomes a committed Jew or Jewess, so then the Kabbalah's mitzvah is the Kabbalah's mitzvah. So that's a machlekes mitzvah. Anyway, so Teisa says in effect that if the situation had been that the Kusim never would have changed their behavior pattern and they would have remained until the last days of their lives in the Avizore, so then everybody would agree that their genus was null and void. So that's the issue. That's the issue. Now, but the Rambam, now let's see, the Rambam says. The Rambam raised the question, how is it possible that Shimshin HaMashiach is Yisrael? Or Shleimim Melech Yisrael, and Yisrael 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 Yisrael. So he says, see, I don't know, because Bas Parei or Drila, the Philistine woman, so it was evident that they were not Megaya themselves, Rishim Shemai. They were Megaya themselves out of Mosheyo. So, and then he says, and the Hoich, they, Vishachiach, Seifun al Triloso, Shemir is Chodim Shemai. So, and then, up to the end, the last days of their lives, they remain pagans, pagan women. So, what if they have result? Some may So the Pasuk considers them as if they had been lochiyot. So the question is, what is the according to Tesis? So in such a case, they were lochiyot. So according to Tesis, if this is the case, that Bastarei remain and the Venice of Lizora on the last day of her life, so that means that she remained the married. I mean, it's difficult to understand, but according to Tesis Shite, it means that she remained the married. That Shinshein, Hamashiach, is only the married. I mean, there is no other answer. But the Rambam says, it's inconceivable that Shimshin intermarried. So what kind of intercut does he give? So he says, they want to guide themselves. But was the Geirus valid or not valid? Now if the Geirus was invalid, so what's the difference between no Geirus and an invalid Geirus? I mean, so an invalid Geirus is a joke. So how does the Rambam answer his kashi? How can we understand this fact that Shlomo Hanitcho Yivid HaLishem intermarried? So let's see the Roshna Rambam again. He said, so the Rambam says, now look at this word. Shekol achri zeyon ha'akum, bishvul dovo mehav lo yoyilom. Eimi migir ratzek. That lashon implies that it's null and void. V'af al pichein lo yagirim harbe nizgayrim mindovi nishvayim et niyadim. V'ol yupez nagod uchishi shuhem. Lo yudeichem niso macha shetoglu, mikol mokein, lo yemikar viniso macha tira achiso. So that words, we are not matchedem, and we're not mikarem. We have to see and wait. See, how will they end up? So, in other words, if at the end of their lives, they change the lifestyle and they become Shemra Mitzvahs, then it's retroactively determined that the Geirus was valid. But if they remain non-Shemra Mitzvahs up to the end of their lives, so then it's retroactively determined that the Geirus was null and void. So, and then he says, Ufim shegiyo shleim ino shim vinoso, v'chein shim shegiyo vinoso, v'adobo yodua shlechos lehu bishul dobo, v'lo yal pides ngeirum, chosh v'nakosum, v'ilu im akum. ובסימן הנדים, ובאית שיחיח סייפון על חילוסון, שהן אין דייס כחורים שלהן, ובאו להם בומן, ואו להכוס את כיווי בונו. So in other words, יחיח סייפון על חילוסון. So that means up to the end, up to the last day of her life, thus Parei remained a pagan woman, and a very tough resort. So that means, so indeed it's a narrative. So why does the Rambam say, I'll tell her, I mean, in final analysis, indeed it's a narrative. But, we at first, so we could think, that he gets longer married Bas-Parei without Bas-Parei going through a formal deal. So the Rambam says, no, she did go through a formal deal. But the game was a joke, it was. So how does that vindicate Shlomo in any way? It doesn't vindicate Shlomo in any way. So, and then the Rambam says, Shekol achidra mino hakum bishul dobo mehav leilom, eini vigira tzerek. What does it mean, eini vigira tzerek? If the game was not valid, if the game was not valid. So it did in effect. Intermarried. So why does the Rambam say, Al-Yalad Aitro? Why not Al-Yalad Aitro? The Rambam himself conceded that Shlomo intermarried. He married a woman whose Geirus was null and void, so he intermarried. So why do you say Al-Yalad Aitro? So we have to say, to the Shia's Rambam, Nevis, that the Rambam is Chilek on Tesis. Tesis Shita is that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is an essential element in Geirus. And without Kabbalah's Mitzvah, the Geirus is null and void. So the Mela Tesis is forced to say that even the Mando Omar says, Kusim Gerem is saying, so it's only because Lip Satan's guy will come that at the end of their lives, so they became committed Jews. But if even at the end of their lives they would not have become committed Jews, so then everybody would agree that the Kusim are not Gerem and are not Israel. That's Teisvashita, because Teisvashita is that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is an essential element in Gerus. And it's so essential that even there is Kabbalah's Mitzvah. But now with Nishleisho, so the Gerus is null and void. It's null and void. That's Teisvashita. The Rambam doesn't mention Kabbalah's Mitzvah as being an essential element in Gerus. That the Kabbalah's Mitzvah is indispensable towards the validity of Gerus. The Shita's Rambam is that there are two elements that are indispensable towards the validity of Geirus, without which the Geirus is null and void. That's mirror and theory. But Kabbalah's Mitzvah is not. But according to the Rambam, so Kabbalah's Mitzvah has the same status, has the same quality, the same significance as Havras called Bisman Abayis. One issue you could better say that Bisman Abayis, if a girl was Nisgayas, or a Nochis was Nisgayas herself, and didn't bring the Korm, so he is a girl, she is a girl, but relative to what we call, he's not here. Why? So how did we explain it? Because there are two things in Geirus. First of all, there are certain things that constitute Gaels, that are indispensable to the validity of Gaels, without which the Gaels is no Gaels. And then there are certain things that are incumbent upon a Gael, as a Gael. Not because a Gael is a Jew, some neighbor is Mechuyev, or the mitzvah is a Jew is Mechuyev. No, there are certain mitzvahs that are obligations that are incumbent upon a Gael. So Avos Kom is a mitzvah, an obligation that is incumbent upon a Gael as a Gael. So the melee, relative to Lovi Bikol, so if the Gael did not fulfill the obligations that are incumbent upon him as a Gael, so then he's not considered as Israel, relative to Lovi Bikol. But relative to everything else, he is Israel. So now, Avos Kom is one obligation that is incumbent upon a Gael as a Gael. Avos Mitzvah is certainly an obligation that is incumbent upon a Gael as a Gael. So Menele, according to the Rambam, when the Rambam says, Shekul Achiza Menakut, Bishul Dovah Behavu Yoyu, Amin Emigir Atzedek, he doesn't mean that a Geus is Minel Voy. The Rambam should say, in a Geus. The Rambam says, Amin Emigir Atzedek. In other words, he's not a full Geah, so that he can be considered that he's Oyu Cholad Morim, allowed to marry about his oil. No, because Kabbalah's Mitzvah is an obligation that is incumbent upon a Geah as a Geah. And Israel does not have an obligation to be Mikabal Mitzvah. One was born a Jew, has an obligation to Mikabal Mitzvah. He has to observe Mitzvah, whether it's Mikabal or not Mikabal. It makes no difference. Bal Kocho. So he Mechuyev to observe Mitzvah. But a Goy, you became a Jew. So he does not become Mechuyev in observing Mitzvah except to his own consent. So then the Torah imposed upon a Goy an obligation to commit himself to Mitzvah, Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So that's an obligation that is incumbent upon a Goy as a Goy. So in the melee, so it has the same status as Avos Kom. Avos Kom is not indispensable towards the validity of Geus, but it is a mitzvah incumbent upon a Geah, Bizbar Abayis. So in the melee, Bizbar Abayis, until he fulfilled the obligation that is incumbent upon him as a Geah. So it's also what we call the same thing according to Rambam is true of Kabbalah's mitzvah. Kabbalah's mitzvah, Rambam is chelik antizeh. According to Teis Leves, Kabbalah's mitzvah is an essential element in Geus. The most essential element in Geus. But according to the Rambam, so the things that are indispensable towards Geus are Mila and Tvila. That's all. Kabbalah's mitzvah is something that a Geah is mechuyev. If someone is misguided, he becomes obligated to be mekabel mitzvah, to commit himself to mitzvah. He has to verbalize it also. But it's not just plinzer, he has to verbalize it. But the main thing is commitment to mitzvah. So in any way, if someone was misguided himself out of the motive, Like Bas Parek. So the Mele, Kabbalah's mitzvah there wasn't. And even if Parek said, I hereby undertake to be a committed Jew, so it's a joke. And so it doesn't mean anything. So the element of Kabbalah's mitzvah was lacking. So according to Teisves, Bas Parek was a goyah. She was a Gentile woman. She remained a Gentile woman. Because Kabbalah's mitzvah was lacking. According to the Rambam, that Kabbalah's mitzvah is not indispensable toward the validity of Geus, but Kabbalah's mitzvah is a mitzvah incumbent, an obligation, incumbent upon a Geah. So Bas Parek was a Geheres L'chol HaDvorim. She was held responsible like a regular Jewess in respect to Olonshin, and she was Mechiyeves no mitzvahs like a regular Jewess, but she was not allowed to marry Ben Yisroel. Not allowed. I mean, Ben Yisroel was not allowed to marry her, and she was not allowed to marry Ben Yisroel. So Mimele, this is what the Rambam says, like a girl is Malabais, who did not break home. So he says, V'lorik, V'adom yudu ha'shol l'chol f'lein lo v'shul dobo, is Koshwana Kosov Kilin Akum, who we saw already. Vis-a-vis the Nisar of Mrs. Hadmibom, Bas Parek was considered as a goy. But she was not a goy. So in other words, it's not that Shlomo really intermarried. Because she was a goy as Bas Parek. But vis-a-vis what it be called, so, there was, Geus was lacking. Like a Geab is Marabais, prior to the Avaskal. So that is the Shiva Zaramba. So we see that the Rambam Shita is, that Kabbalah's mitzvah is not an essential element in Geus. It's not even indispensable to Geus. That is the Shiva Zaramba. It's only an obligation that is incumbent upon a Geah to be Mikabal mitzvah. So the Mele, vis-a-vis what we call, and vis-a-vis Achlas Kochin, so it's not a Geah yet. But vis-a-vis everything else, so even without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, is a Geah. Now, suppose, a Nochri is in Skyeres for ulterior motive, and she does not become Shmeres mitzvahs like Bas Parek, and then she has a child, so the child, the status of the child, is the status of Yisrael Kosher. Because the Geus is a valid Geus, but vis-a-vis what we call, until a girl fulfills the obligation that is incumbent upon him or upon her. So he is also a woman called, and he is also a lack of the coach. Taste of shite, however, is that Kabbalah's mitzvah is an essential element in Deus. And we see that Kabbalah's mitzvah, according to Tevis, is more homo than Miller or Tvile. Because Miller or Tvile do not require testing. Kabbalah's mitzvah requires testing. Why not Kabbalah's mitzvah? Because Mishpat Ksiv Pesh. So the question arose, that was the first question. So Moshech, if Miller or Tvile are indispensable to Deus, and Deus is considered Mishpat, that means that it requires Besen. So why does Tesvah distinguish between Kabbalah's mitzvahs on one hand and Miller and Tvila on the other hand? So the answer is this. Even though Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Miller and Tvila are essential elements of Tesvah, and the three are indispensable towards the validity of Geus, but there is a fundamental difference, according to Tesvah, between Kabbalah's mitzvahs on one hand and Miller and Tvila on the other. According to Tesvah, Geus itself consists in Kabbalah's mitzvahs. What does Geus mean? Geus means, it's really very mistaken like this. Geus means that he's accepting the Torah. This is what Geus means. What does it mean? He becomes a Jew. What does it mean he becomes a Jew? He becomes a Jew means that he's accepting upon himself the Torah. He submits to El Malchus Shamay, to El Kevon Mitzvah. This is the definition of Geus. So the most essential element of Geus is Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So then you ask, So why do the Chachamim say that Mila is Miakev and Tvila is Miakev? So Mila or Tvila, according to Tesvah, is only Miakev in Deus. So Mila is Miakev because of the Haloche of Kol Hagoyim Agoyim Marev. Now in the new Mishneh, in Dor. The Mishnah in Dorim da from the Dalit on the day says as follows. Kelim shani mene la hili. Muta ba hili Yisrael. Ve osu o be mule hen vikichot. Shani mene le be mule. Osu ba hili Yisrael. U muta be mule hen vikichot. She in ome kruya o shenei vikichot. She nema kichol agoi ma hili. Ve chol beis Yisrael ha hili. Ve oi meir. Ve oi ha plishti ori la ze. Ve oi meir. Ven tismach nog meis plishti. Ven talis nog meis hili. So one could say, that this din in the Mishnah is based upon Loshon Yodom. Because after all, in Dorim, Loshon Yodom is a determining factor. So when someone makes an edera, Kenem Shani Nedo Arelim, that I should not have Anoye, I should not have Hanoye, or provide Anoye to Arelim, so he's Kavonim, the presumption is that he means Goy. He doesn't mean Israel. He means Goy, even Goy Mihu. It's an Indian of Loshon Yodom. But the Shin Kubet says, mentions in the name of Rabbi Yom Mizrach that this is not based upon Loshon Yodom. Because the Mishneh may cite numerous psukim. Shenema atikol agoyim arelim, v'chol beis Yisrael arelim, v'in avoy ha'plish deor lazeh, v'in apen tismach mut meis plishtim v'n talez mut meis arelim. If it is based upon Loshon Yodom, so why mention the psukim? So as long as the psukim have no bearing, it's a question what he meant. So Rabbi Yom Mizrach is in Kubet HaZanidon, so Rabbi Yom Mizrach is induces from this that it's not based upon Loshon Yodom. Because the Loshon Yodom is where a person says, Kelim Shani Nenu Arelim, so it means one who Al-Pedin is enough. He doesn't even think Jew or non-Jew. He doesn't think about it. He means one who Al-Pedin is enough. And even if back in his mind, he'll have a certain thought, so it's not shall have. It will not even be considered. Because we have to consider only what he verbalizes, not what back in his mind he has. Because one person could entertain one thing back of his mind, and another person could entertain something else back of his mind. But they don't have it. It is what he verbalizes, what he utters. So, in other words, so the Mishnah mentions the psukim, and from this psukim we deduce that a goy, even if he's a mole, has a shemo. And that's the Xeras HaKosot of Kikol HaGoy Marei. Kol HaGoy Marei. So in other words, so that means that Goyus is equated with Olas. So according to Tesvah, the Geus itself consists in Kabbalah's mitzvah. And Kabbalah's mitzvah is the essential element of Geus. Because that Geus by definition, what is Geus by definition? He becomes a Jew. What does it mean he becomes a Jew? He wants to be called a Jew. That doesn't mean becoming a Jew. Becoming a Jew means that he submits to El Malchus Shamayim. Torah, Teiro, Mitzvah. That's chaos. This is the essence of chaos. But, and you see, that one Mandalma says that without Mila we can become Gea. Without Mila, Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua, and one Mandalma says without Mila we can become Gea. So why? So how will he become Gea? Now, according to Rav Lezer, so he can become Gea without Mila, and he can become Gea without Mila. So how will the Gemus manifest itself? So Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So according to Tesis, the essence of Gemus consists in Kabbalah's Mitzvah. In becoming, in being recovered upon himself, on terrible mitzvahs. That's the essence of Gemus. But Mila is miyakit in Gemus. It's ignite. Because if he's not more, so he's an all. And as long as he's an all, so Gemus cannot be hard. But that is not the essence of Gemus. It's a miyakit of Gemus. It's a conditio sine qua non of Gemus. But the Gemus itself, according to Tesis, consists in Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So the Mele, Mishpat Ksilve. Mishpat Ksilve implies that Gemus is Mishpat, and that requires Besdin. But what is the essence of Gemus? Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Making a commitment to obtain all the mitzvahs, that's Gemus. But as long as he's an all, so Gemus cannot take effect. So this is Miyakit in Gerus, and Tvile also is Miyakit in Gerus, but it's not the essence of Gerus itself. Now, the essence of Gerus is Mishpat, so only Kabbalah's Mitzvah requires this. But Mila and Tvile are only Miyakit in Gerus, they are indispensable to Gerus, but they are not the essence of Gerus. So Mila, it's not Mishpat, so they do not require this. That's the Shittus of Jesus. Shittus of Rambam is the other post. Because the Shittus of Rambam means that one can become Ger, Baspar, the king of the Yeres. She was a Jewess, Lechol HaKol. But even the Ger Tzedek, in other words, in relative to what we call, so Kedushas Yisrael was lacking in Baspar. But relative to everything else, so even without Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, without commitment, so one is Ger. So we cannot say, according to Rambam, the essence of Gerus consists in Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Because one can become the heir of the Rambam even without Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So the Shittus Rambam, but Rambam mentions this only with Gabi Tfile and not with Gabi Mila. So what is the difference? So the answer is, because we see that Rabbi Yeshua holds that Tfile without Mila is enough. But Mila without Tfile is nothing. That's Rabbi Yeshua. According to the Messiah, either one. Now, how does Rabbi Yeshua know that Mila without Mila so is effective? But Mila, so how do we know that Mila without Mila is effective? So Rabbi Yeshua, he's Yahweh, Shachachim, Motzim, Elohim, Shetov, Lovimot. So the word Mila, that means a woman becomes a Yeres, acquires vicious Israel, just with Mila, there is no Mila. So Mila, the Shittus Rambam means, because we see that a woman can become a Geheres just with Tvile, so that's a raya, that Tvile, in other words, Tvile can never be missed in Geheres. So Tvile is it constitutes Geheres, according to Rambam. Tvile constitutes Geheres. So Mila, Tvile requires that. Mila does not constitute Geheres. But Mila is miyakit in Geheres. Why? Because of the Geheres Akosu, of Kolagiri Marili. So in other words, Geheres cannot, Dushas Yisroel cannot take effect in someone who is enough. So if someone is born Jewish, so even though it's an all, there is no diminution in Kedushas Yisrael. But if someone was born a Gentile, and then he wants to become Jewish, so as long as he had Hashem all, he cannot become Jewish. But it's not Mila that constitutes Gerus. The essence of Gerus consists in Tvil, not in Mila. So Mila, but Mila is only magic in Gerus. It's indispensable to the validity of Gerus, because an all cannot become, cannot acquire Kedushas Yisrael. But the Gerus, according to the Rambam, consists in Tvile. So since Tvile constitutes Gerus, so it's Mishpat, so it requires Besdin. Mila does not constitute Gerus, but Mila is Miyakit in Gerus. Because as long as one is a Noah, he cannot become Jewish. So Mila, it doesn't require Besdin. Now, the Shita of the Miri is just the reverse. The Miri says, there's no Shita Shiochit in here. So the Miri says that Tvile doesn't require this. Because of the Gemara of Mila, Tovah Mikaryeh. The Mikaryeh. Masha'inke Mila does require this. So apparently now we see that according to Rav Elazar, conto una dolese ha, sono mille without trile is effective. Sono due, sono mille conto una dolese ha, che mi cavo di ghea, sono mille. Sono is nich, las bebrisi, sono abuamo vino, sono mi cavo di ghea. E mi mumen, hau ci mi cavo, e di eres, fu trile. So, mi mille, so, apparently, so the shit of the mirror means that it's very shit, but that probably means the shit of the mirror, that Thule is only active in Eos, but, and Thule constitutes Eos. The being Lichnas, the British of the one of Vimu, that constitutes Eos. Mashaikin Thule is only active in Eos. So the mirror says in Yvonne is that Thule, that constitutes Eos, because being Lichnas, the British of the one of Vimu, that constitutes Eos. So that requires that thing that's Mishpat, but Thule is only indispensable towards Eos, but it doesn't constitute Eos, so it doesn't require that. Now let's turn to the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Rambam is explaining the reason. Says that first of all, he must be mekabel mitzvahs b'fnei shleisha. And in addition, he has to tell the Beis Din that he is going to be there. So, and even if he does mekabel b'fnei shleisha b'fnei Beis Din, and he told the Beis Din, now tomorrow I'm going to be terrible shingeos, tomorrow I'm going to be nino shingeos, so then he still must step l'chatchila. A Beis Din present at the time of the Nile, and at the time of the Tfilin. But, and if Beis Din was not present at the time of the Nile, at the time of the Tfilin, even though he was recovered with the Beis Din, and he told Beis Din, at the time he was recovered with the Beis Din, that he's going to be Tevei Elshin Geos, he's going to be Nimelshin Geos, so, the Ebed, he becomes a Gera, but he's also a Bebekot. He's also a Bebekot. But if he has a child, so the child is a Gera Bom. This is what Rambam says. So he says, V'yev shalema, igab v'kabolas mitzvah sor shlish, achim v'yev, in mishpot ksite, ma waso shnayim shetono, v'yemini, av kamen gea, achim v'yev, aru mi shiru yivniyo, miktason shisho mitzvah, tumat nishor, v'kidu olof v'bezdin, v'yitem v'lom eil, im hol achum omo v'toro shalai v'kni bezdin, are ze kosher, v'yoy paslimo nizare, v'yoy yitzelo v'yitem, that's with eyes, but he is also one of the God, it's not like he's a shikhe vet with Rabonon, he will require bezdin l'chatchele, no! So, in the heaven, so there is a diminution in his status as in Israel, and he's not allowed to be one of the call. But the child that he has, or that she has, is a Yisrael Gomor, Yisrael Gomor. So, number one, the Ramban requires that not only the Kapolas Mitzvah should be the Beis Din, but that he should tell Beis Din that he is going to be Tevel, that he is going to be Tevel, which in Geos, he's going to be Nino. Now, but suppose he was the Kapolas Mitzvah with the Beis Din, and he didn't tell Beis Din, I'm going today, tomorrow, the after tomorrow, I'm going to be Nino, I'm going to be Nino, which in Geos. And then he was telling himself, and he would Nino himself, which in Geos. So then, it's more important. In other words, not only is it necessary that a couple of speeches should be with Beis Din, but he has to tell Beis Din that he is going to be there. Why is that important? If couple of speeches require, if Miller Filler had to be with Beis Din, so the mere fact that he told Beis Din is going to the table should be enough. Well, what's significant is the fact that he told not only was he couple of speeches, he also told Beis Din that he's going to be terrible shingeos. Of what significance? So, apparently this involves another question. Now suppose someone wants to be a guy himself. He wants to be a guy himself. And then he meets, let's say, Beis Din, just in front of the mikveh. And he tells Beis Din, now I'm going right now into the water. And be terrible shingeos. And you will see it. And then Beis Din tells him, no, we don't want to be mikveh you as a guy. So he says to Beis Din, never mind, you don't want. I'm immersing myself in the mikveh right now, and I'm out myself now, in your breath. Is the geos effective or the geos is not? Is the geos effective or the geos is not? The shaila is, when geos requires Beis Din, does it mean that it has to be done in the presence of Beis Din? Beis Din are mere passive agents. best yet to see the girls. But it's not Eliza Best. It's not like Mishpot, when Bezdin administers Mishpot, so then it is Maise Bezdin. Bezdin, when the judgment Bezdin, the Kavleides, Bezdin had the Masamatin. So it's a Maise Bezdin. So does it mean that the Bezdin carries out the chaos? If Bezdin, if it's a Maise Bezdin, Bezdin has to carry out the chaos, some melee to require the consent of Bezdin. And if someone will just force it, try to force it upon Bezdin, then the chaos cannot be valid. Because how can it be Maise Bezdin if Bezdin don't want to be a Kavle? But he just tells them, you see that there is a mikveh before you. Now I'm jumping into the mikveh and I'm favorite girls. And Bezdin tells me, no, we're not the cover you. If it is a Maise Bezdin, some may have the girls is not a boy. But if the halacha of Mishpat Sivei is only implies that it has to be done in the presence of Bezdin, it's not Maise Bezdin, then even if Bezdin doesn't want to be a cover him, so it's still effective. Now there is a peculiar and interesting question in Rambam. The Rambam says that the Jew, Meyuchas, is so dear, how long has his life? So he says, we feel how a kid will best me here in calling me down the train. When he got it, he was a part of the train, he was a mouth, but he was a duo, so he was a small host. She called a great and a haku, which would go on the half way, or even get a set. The other became, for your getting hard by Miss Gaia, and the Dobby the train before the gate. Now it's not best, but all you best are going to Christian. Not the same Munchi. We may don't show you there were many best in Munchi. Today we don't have Munchi. But in the Dovid Shvayni, there were Munchi. So the Rambam says, Vahar of Yechem, when you're getting hard in his gallery, we may don't even show you the Gnedilis. Why does the Rambam say the Gnedilis? Because the best Munchi wouldn't do such a thing, wouldn't be recovered. So be Shvayni, if we say that the Aloha of Mishpat Ksive implies that it is Maise Bezdin, just like Mishpat, like a judgment rendered by Bezdin. So it's Maise Bezdin. And when Bezdin renders it Mardin, administers justice, so Bezdin is not a passive agent, it's an active agent. It's Maise Bezdin. They administer it. And so if we say that in games, Bezdin is an active agent, it has to be Maise Bezdin. Bezdin has to be Mikave. So then we understand this why the Rambam says, the Afal Pichon will take him hard day, misguided him in Dovid Mishleime, Bifnei Adyeis. Why do you say Bifnei Adyeis, not Bifnei Munchim? Because Munchim wouldn't do such a thing. After all, there is an Issa. It's an Issa that I said to be Mikabli Gea, who is misguided himself or herself, out of the material motive. So how would best Munchim do such a thing, one counter to the Diator? But there's Adyeis, no Kashe, there's Adyeis, so you can find the best Adyeis, who wants counter to the Diator, and they agree to be Mikabli. But if we are going to assume that our help Mishpat Ksivei does not imply that Gnus is a Maise Bezdin, like Mishpat, the Bezdin has to be Mikabel, just as Mishpat, so Bezdin administer justice, Bezdin render the Gmardim, Bezdin is Mikabelides, so, but here, Bezdin, the requirement of Bezdin is only that Bezdin has to serve a passive agent, Bezdin has to see it, but it's not that Bezdin carries out the Gnus, it's not that Bezdin administers the Gnus, and even if someone will be retired himself against the will of Bezdin, But he'll manipulate that Bezdin should witness his Milosh Geos, that Bezdin should witness his Milosh Geos. So it's also valid. So all that the Rambam wanted to tell us is that there were certain devious people who manipulated to carry out the Geos against the consent of Bezdin. So why does the Rambam have to say, the Afal Kechei Moyo Gerizim Harbe in the Galilee, when Dovid is showing the Zikis, why not the Zikis? It could have been the same Umchri too. They could have been manipulated. That the Bezdin Agobo should be standing in the Mikveh, and then they jumped into the Mikveh, and they said, the Am is Galilee Shem Deus, why is the Rambam to mention the Zikis? So apparently, from the Rambam it's Mashma, that the Halacha is that Bezdin has to be Mikabel, if Mishpat Ksivei, so in other words, so that means that Bezdin has to be Mikabel again. And if someone will just be a Gaia, Bifnei Bezdin, against the will of Bezdin, so the Geos is Nulenboy. The Geos is Nulenboy. So in the Mele, this is what the Rambam, there seems to be a Machlei of the Shem. There are some Rishenim from whom it appears that the Halacha of Mishpat Ksivei does not imply that it's Maise Bezdin. Only that Bezdin, it has to be Bifnei Bezdin. But the Shita from the Roshon of the Rambam is not much like that. And the Shita of the Rambam is certainly not like that. Because that's why the Rambam says that in order that the Geus should be effective, so it's not only necessary that the Kabbalah's Mitzvah should be Bifnei Bezdin. The Kabbalah's Mitzvah has to be Bifnei Bezdin because Kabbalah's Mitzvah is the essence of Geus. Essence of Geus. So in Mele, it has to be Bifnei Bezdin. If so, it's not Mishpat Ksivei, so the Geus is null and void. But then, in addition, it is necessary, Ramban says, that he should tell Besni, I am going to be taking myself in Shineos. What does it mean, he tells Besni? He tells Besni, tomorrow I'm going into the mikveh and I'm going to be taking myself in Shineos. I'm going to be Nibel Shineos. And what does Besni do? Besni gives their consent. So then it's considered my Besni. But suppose he just is mikabel mitzvahs b'tnei Besni, and he doesn't tell them a thing about Milah and Tefillah. And then, the next day, old Beir ben Atzme. So he goes into the mikveh and he saves himself with Shigeus. So how was Besni mikabel the Geus? It wasn't my Besni. That's the reason as to why the Ramban requires that he should tell him. Now again, we have Shalim. We got a couple of mitzvahs, so of Shalim. As you would have, in Mishpat Ksipe. Malo some schnein she tonu in den in Afkal in Ger, as we have, aber nicht in die Umbiktation schien schon Mishpat. Und man muss hoff, die Kibro of the best, die Kibro of the best, die Mishpat will amel, because it's not Kibro of the best, die Mishpat will amel, so it's not my best, we didn't carry it out. So I mean, so then the Kibro is in the point. But if Arunisha is the only person who shall meet it, who might be scorned, if you roll the bed with a lot, if all my home will be told also, if it's me, how is it kosher? So, he acquired the Shikis. But, relative to what he called, so there is a diminution in his status as a Jew. So he says, we will pass clean on his eye. We will mean severely the day back to Israel, at the top of our business leisure. So it's not a problem, it's a rise. Why? Because the Ramban Shita obviously is that the essence of Geus consists in Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But Mila and Tefillah are Me'akivim Geus. So the Mila, since these are not the essence of Geus, so the Mila, they don't apply to Shleish. Oh, Mishpat Ksipei. It only applies to that which constitutes the essence of Geus. But there is another halach in Geus, besides the things that are essential in Geus, that are indispensable to Geus. There are certain things that a ger has to do. So anyway, now let's see a gemara in Christus. A gemara in Christus says as follows. Now, test them down. Oh, mama, ma'ari seichem lelichnesu lebris, elo b'mile tfile bekom, avatem lechichnosu lebris, elo b'mile utfile ukom. So, bishle, anyway, how do we know that they are the same? So, then you are nichnas lebris, Fumile, Dichsiv, Kimulim Hoyu Kolom Alezi. So that's one more here, for the Aloche that I'm saying. Well, Nichnas Lebris Fumile. Kimulim Hoyu Kolom Alezi. Iname, another more here, the more mentions. Iname Nihoche. Ve'ever Olaich, ve'erich, Mizbiseses Bidomayich. Ve'emorov Bidomayich Ali. Hatzo as Domin Dichsiv, Vaishalach et Naret Bisoel. El Tvile Minolom, Dichsiv, Vaikach Meshe, Chatzi Hadom, Vaifrik Alom. Ve'inazoye beloitvile. So in Mele, there are two halachas. The Ramban holds that there are two halachas. First of all, there is a halacha that tvile is miyakiv geus. Without tvile, geus cannot take effect. But then, there is a mitzvah of carrying out tvile. Just as there is a mitzvah incumbent upon a gerbit on a bais to bring it home, so there is a mitzvah incumbent upon a ger to realize tvile. So Mimele, as far as the equal of Tefillah is concerned, so Mimele, he doesn't require best, but as far as the mitzvah of Tefillah. In addition to Tefillah being a conditio sine qua non towards the effectiveness of Geus, and the Geus itself consists essentially in Kabbalah's mitzvah, but Tefillah is a conditio sine qua non for the effect, towards the effectiveness of Geus. In addition, to Tefillah being a conditio sine qua non towards effectiveness of Geus, so Tefillah is a mitzvah incumbent upon it. And that we learn out from the Pasuk. Aber vayikach meishe chotzi adam vayitzrik alam. So there is a mitzvah incumbent upon a ger to realize Tefillah. So Mimele, so as a mitzvah, it has the same status as Avos Kol. The same status as Avos Kol. And the Kabbalah's mitzvah is according to the Rambam. But of course, according to Ramban, Kabbalah's mitzvah is not just mitzvah. Kabbalah's mitzvah is the essential element of Geus. But Tefillah is required on two levels. First of all, Tefillah is required in the conditio sine qua non towards the effectiveness of Geus. So Geus cannot be hal, cannot take effect without Tefillah. But then, Denn du ist auch ein Loch, du ist ein Mitwehrtwille in Konvento Panigea. Du ist ein Mitwehrtwille in Konvento Panigea. Stabe Mela ist ein Mitwehrtwille in Konvento Panigea. Ich weiß das. Es ist ein Dicke, es ist ein Quonon, dort die Effektivität auf Deus. Und ich komme hier am Wand, kann ich sagen, wo es Mitwehr ist. Ich weiß nicht, was ich weiß. Aber es ist ein Mitwehr, es ist ein Mitwehr, ich weiß, ich weiß best. Ich weiß best. Stabe Mela, since ich weiß best. So, if it took place, I would never see, so it's like a girl with one of mine, who did not bring the comb. So is a girl who had worried, except that he's not considered as a girl relative to love the comb. So here too, relative to love the comb, you're not allowed. Now, the fourth question was against hierarchy. Now that the Now, there are many people, she born in Galilee, any girl, at a young age, Hoy un mail, no sab, rach sheil et akon. Aber bon auf ni mulin ni nikhnos in de kom. Do a gaya mit vil, u khigya khosh u hach shodakhay. Aber lo yot. So that whereas, if someone is a mole, if they were to hot is a mole, and he wants to be in his gaya, so he can be in his gaya, but he has no takon. There is no way to allow him to be loving the kom. But his children are nikhnos in the kom. So it's a very strange thing. What is it? So currently the shite of the rach is as follows. Now, because first of all, the rach shite is that the essence of geus consists in kabbalas mitzvahs. But milah is necessary. Why? Because kol hagelim arelim. So in other words, as long as one remains an all, dushas yisrael cannot be equalized. So that's the halacha of kol hagelim arelim. In other words, he must be mafkia the shemo. So for the gemus does not consist in the removal of the ole. The gemus consists in kabbalas mitzvahs according to Rach. As Teisa says, but the mile is miyake. Why is the mile miyake? Because if there is no mile, so remains an ole. So as long as he is an ole, he cannot acquire vicious Israel. That's one of them. But then there is the gemore increases. Says, I just mentioned, Bishleim mile dichsiv kimuli mori kolo amayetzi. Iname mirochev ve'ever olayich, ve'erich mizbeteses bidomayich, ve'im alo bidomayich hayi. So what does it mean bidomayich hayi? That is atofes dambritz. Atofes dambritz. So mele vis aloche of atofes dambritz. So the more mentions two reasons as why Yisroel is nichle nichus lebriz el al de mile. One is kimuli mori kolo am. And the other one is because ve'ever olayich ve'erich mizbeseses bidomayich ve'im alo bidomayich hayi. Now, so just as in regard to Israel, there are two aspects.